There's also a brother named John Oakes in the church in New Hampshire. So now there are three. Well, I'm so glad you came on a Friday night. I know we're all busy. And on Friday night, you get home from work. You just want to relax sometimes. So I'm really glad that you came. I was here 8 years ago. And one thing that excites me is to see young people. Actually, you had young people before. But they were very young. I don't think they paid any attention to me. So I was asked to teach a class tonight. On freedom in Christ. You know, one of my favorite movies you know what I'm talking about, right? He says, freedom! He says, you can take my life, but you'll never take my freedom. That gets me fired up. Yeah, I'm an American. And in America, freedom, it's almost like a religion. We're so proud of our freedom. But I have a question. What's so good about freedom? Think about that. We think freedom is the best thing. But what's so good about freedom? Some people say freedom is good because you can do whatever you want. But that's the definition of freedom. Why is freedom so valuable? Let me give my opinion. It's because when you do something, and when you're free to do it.
Man šķiet, ka brīvi ir vērtīgi, tāpēc, ka tu vari darīt kaut ko, kad tu esi brīvs to darīt.
It's deeply satisfying.
Tas ir ļoti apmierinoši, ļoti patīk tev.
When somebody makes you do something,
kad tev spiež kaut ko darīt,
there's no dissatisfaction in that.
Tu nav šī apmierinājuma sajūta.
The teens, your parents, make you go to church.
Jaunieši, jūs, teiksim, vecāki piespiež atnāk uz draudz.
It's not enjoyable.
Tas nav baudām, vai ne?
But then they say, oh, you don't have to go anymore.
But then viņi saka, nu, tas nav vairs tavs pienākums, tev obligāti atnāk.
Then you think, yeah, I think I want to go to church.
Un tu saki, zin kā, es domāju, ka es gribu atnākt uz sapulci.
Because when we fully devote ourselves to something.
Tāpēc, ka tad, kad mēs pilnībā veltam sev kaut kam.
Because we want to. Because we choose to. And we see it bear fruit. That is very satisfying. You know, I remember when I went off to the university at the age of 18. In the U.S., it's a little bit different from here. My parents drove me 2 or 3 hours to the university. They dropped me off. Said, see you in 2 months. It was so awesome. I had total freedom. I could do whatever I wanted. No more rules. But what did I do with my freedom? Smoked a bunch of marijuana and acted like a fool. You know, I think freedom is wasted on most Americans, really. What do they do with their freedom? They build a big house. take a nice vacation,
watch TV.
What value is that?
Kāda vērtība ir šajās lietās?
So let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 1.
Paskatāmies vēstulē Galatiešiem, 5. Nodaļā, 1. Pantu.
We have amazing freedom in Christ.
Kristu, lieliska brīvība.
Christianity is not like any other religion.
Kristietība šajā ziņā vispār nelīdzinās nevienai citai reliģijai.
Because of the freedom.
Brīvības dēļ.
So let's read Galatians 5, verse 1.
Lasīsim Galatiešiem 5. Nodaļu 1. Pantu.
Go ahead.
Okay. Svabadībai Kristus mūs ir atsvabinājis. Tad nu stāviet stipri un neļaujieties atkal iejūkties kalpības jūgā.
So Paul says something, it's kind of strange.
Paul said kaut ko, kas ir šķiet tāds dīvains.
He says, the reason Christ set us free is so that we could be free.
Lai mēs būtu brīvi.
Well, why would he say that?
Kāpēc, lai pasaka kaut ko tādu?
Isn't that pretty obvious?
Vai tas nav pašsajums saprotams?
I think it's like this. He says, we're free. You know, we're really, I'm not kidding, we're actually free in Christ. Why would he have to say that? Because many Christians prefer to be slaves. All right, so we're free in Christ. Free from what?
But brīvi no kā?
According to this passage.
Pēc šīs rakstuvietas.
Freedom from what?
No kā brīvi?
Somebody?
Kaut kāds idejas?
Sin.
Freedom from sin.
No grēk.
Now, it is true
taisnība,
that in Christ we're free from sin.
Ka Kristu mēs esam brīvi no grēk.
But that's not what Paul is talking about in Galatians 5.
Bet tas nav tas, par ko Pāvils runā šeit Galatiešiem 5. Nodaļā.
Any other ideas?
Citas idejas?
Freedom from what? Yeah.
Brīvi no kā?
Right. Freedom from have to.
Brīvība no man ir jādara kaut kas, kā pienākums.
Freedom from obligation.
Pienākums no, brīvi no pienākums.
The way Paul would put it is freedom from law.
Tas, kā Pāvils to būtu teicis, brīvi no bauslības, no baušļiem.
We have an amazing freedom in Christ.
Kristu mums ir apbrīnojams brīvība.
See, in the Old Testament it said,
vecā derībā ir rakstīts,
those who do these things,
tie, kas dara šīs lietas,
will live by these things.
Viņi dzīvos pēc šīm lietām.
That's obligation.
Tas ir pienākums.
That's not freedom.
Tā nav brīvība.
Now, what's wrong with that?
Kas ir problēma ar to?
Those who do these things will live by these things.
Tie, kas dara šo, tie dzīvos pēc šīm lietām.
What's the problem with that?
Kur ir problēma?
Because none of us did those things.
Neviens no mums nespēja izdarīt šīs lietas.
We all broke the law.
Mēs visi esam pārkāpuši bauslību.
We are freed from obligation.
Mēs esam brīvi no pienākumiem.
In Colossians chapter 2,
Kolosiešiem otrajā nodaļā,
it says he took law, and he nailed it to the cross,
un viņš ir pienaglojis to pie krusta,
along with the obligation.
Ar visiem pienākumiem.
Let's read Galatians chapter 5,
lasam vēl Galatiešiem 5. Nodaļā,
verses 5 and 6.
5. Un 6. Pantu. Mēs garā gaidām un ceram uz ticības pamata iegūt taisnību, jo Kristu Jēzu nedz apgraizīšana, ko tu spēji, nedz neapgraizīšana, bet ticība, kas darbojas mīlestībā.
So, he's talking about a righteousness.
Viņš runā šeit par taisnību.
He says, circumcision, or not circumcision?
Viņš saka, vai runa būs par apgraizīšanu vai neapgraizīšanu.
Circumcision represents being Jewish, yes?
Apgraizīšana reprezentē to vai simbolizē to, ka tu esi ebrejs.
Uncircumcision represents being a Gentile.
Un neapgraizīšana tā simbolizē to, ka tu esi pagāns.
He says law doesn't matter anymore. The only thing that matters is faith expressing itself in love. So what Christ has done, he's taken us from have to get to. Opportunity to.
Uz iespēju zem, teiksim tā.
It's so much better to do things out of love than obligation.
Ir tik daudz labāk darīt kaut kādas lietas mīlestības dēļ, nevis pienākumu dēļ.
And yet, we like to have rules.
Mums patīk noteikumi, vai ne?
We like to know what we have to do.
Mums patīk zināt, kas tieši man būtu jādara.
People say you have to share your faith. I have an announcement for you. You don't have to share your faith. Now, God wants you to share your faith. But you don't have to. You're no more saved if you do share your faith. Then if you don't share your faith, now maybe somebody's confused. Oh no. If we don't have rules, then nobody will do anything anymore. Are you telling me you serve God because of the rules? Instead of because you love Him? Now, some of you have been in our church for many years.
Daži no jums ir draudzē jau daudz gadus.
Young people, don't listen right now.
Jaunieši, jūs neklausieties, lūdzu.
Just ignore me.
Vienkārši ignorēt man uz brīdi.
But I remember many years ago, we had a thing called an accountability sheet.
Es atceros, daudz gadus atpakaļ, mums bija tāds atskaits lapiņas.
Anybody remember something like that?
Varbūt atcerties kaut ko līdzīgu.
And I can remember I prayed for 20 more minutes.
No, es atceros, es lūdzu 20 minūtes vairāk.
So I could write it down on the sheet.
Lai varētu pierakstīt tajā lapiņā.
That's not the freedom that we have in Christ.
Tā nav brīvība, kas mums ir Kristu.
By the way, accountability was not the problem. I think sometimes accountability can be helpful. But you need to volunteer for it. Yeah, I remember I used to share my faith a lot. And then I didn't have to anymore. So guess what happened?
Uzmin, kas notiek?
I stopped sharing my faith.
Es pārstāju dalīties ticībā.
Now I know why I was sharing my faith.
Tagad es zinu, kāpēc es īstenībā dalījos ticībā.
You get the point, right?
Saprotat ideju, ja?
And, you know, I would use the illustration of parents who control their children too much.
Es varbūt izmantošu tādu ilustrāciju. Vecāki, kas kontrolē savus bērnus pārāk daudz.
Some parents want to control every decision.
Daži vecāki, viņi vēlas katru sīkumu izkontrolēt.
I love my children. I don't want them to make a mistake.
Es gribu, vai es mīlu savus bērnus. Es negribu, lai viņi kaut vienu kļūdiņu pielaist.
But what happens when the children leave the parents?
Bet kas notiek tad, kad bērni atstāja vecāks un sāk dzīvot paši?
They go crazy.
No, viņi aiziet, vienkārši.
That's kind of what happened to our church for a little while.
Aiziet, vienkārši neceļos. Tas ir tas, kas tam mūsu draudz varbūt notiek.
Because before you had to be disciple.
Jo pirms tam tev bija pienākums būt.
Now you don't have to.
O tagad tev vairs nav tāda pienākuma.
So some people don't get any discipling at all.
Un daži cilvēki, viņi vispār vairs negrib nekādu pamācību.
So here's my question.
Look, te ir mans jautājums.
Important question.
Svarīgs jautājums.
What are you doing with your freedom?
Ko tu dari ar savu brīvību?
Better question.
Vai vēl labāks jautājums.
What does God want you to do with your freedom?
Ko Dievs vēlās, lai tu darītu ar savu brīvību?
Well, let's read the Bible and find the answer.
Lasīsim Bībeli, mēģināsim atrast to atbildi.
Galatians chapter 5.
Turpināsim Galatiešiem 5.
Verse 13 through 15.
13?
13 through 15.
Yeah. Jo jūs, brāļi, esat svabadībai aicināti. Tikai ne tādai svabadībai, kas dod vaļu miesai. Turpretim kalpojat citam mīlestībā. Jo visa bauslība ir vienā vārdā izpildīta, proti, tad tev būs savu tuvāku mīlēt kā sev pašu. Bet ja jūs savā starpā košties un ēdaties, tad pielūkojat, ka jūs citu neaprīt.
So, Christ set us free.
Lūk, Kristus darīja mūs brīvus.
Free for what?
Brīvus priekš kā?
Free to make yourself a slave.
Brīvus padarīt sevi par vergiem.
What a strange religion Christianity is.
Kas tā par dīvainu reliģiju, kristietību?
God sets you free.
Dievs saka, tu esi brīvs.
So that you would make yourself a slave.
Lai tu pats sevi varētu padarīt par kalpu.
A voluntary slave.
Brīvprātīgu kalpu.
Willingly offering yourself.
Brīvprātīgi veltot sevi.
To one another.
Citiem.
To God.
Dievam.
And then to the lost as well.
Un arī tiem cilvēkiem, kas ir pazuduši.
But I tell you, when you give yourself willingly,
Bet es teikšu, tad, kad tu brīvprātīgi sevi atdod,
because you want to,
tāpēc, kad tu vēlies,
to serve other people,
vēlies kalpot citiem cilvēkiem,
it's so satisfying.
Tas ir tik ļoti apmierinoši.
Let me give an illustration.
Ļaujiet man vēl vienu ilustrāciju.
Let's say we have a marriage.
Pieņemsim, ka mums ir laulība.
The husband reads Ephesians 5:22.
Vīrs lasa Efeziešiem 5:22.
It says, wives, submit to your husbands.
Tur ir rakstīts, sievas klausiet saviem vīriem.
So he says to his wife,
Viņš saka sievai,
You submit to me.
Nu, ka klausi man.
How's that marriage gonna go?
Kur dosies tāda laulība?
Disaster.
Katastrofa.
That brother probably should have read Ephesians 5:21. That says, submit yourselves to one another. I think he should submit himself to his wife. I think he should say to her, How can I serve you? How can I support you? How can I make you feel safe? How can I make you feel loved? Maybe she might submit to him. Let me tell you why I'm here in Riga. The reason I'm here in Riga is because I want to. Nobody asked me to come.
Neviens nelūdza man atbraukt.
Nobody told me to come.
Neviens nelika man braukt šur.
It was my idea.
Tā bija mana ideja.
And I'm spending my own money.
Un es tērēju savu naudu.
Who gets the most blessing?
Kuram ir vislielākā svētība no tā?
That's easy, I do.
Vienkārši atbildi. Es?
I think a lot of us are missing so many blessings. Because we're afraid to be a slave. But remember, it's a voluntary slave. Think about this. Who does the world say is truly great and amazing? What humans would they say those they're the best example? They might say Mahatma Gandhi. Or Nelson Mandela. Or Mother Teresa. Or Martin Luther King. I think Jesus would make that list, don't you? What do they all have in common? They gave up their freedom. Made themselves a slave. And God made them great. But we don't want to do that. We want to protect ourselves. We want to take care of our retirement. Make sure we have the best job. But we don't understand that we throw things away when we do that. We lose the blessing. Let's look at another passage on this topic. It's 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 13 through 17.
13. līdz 17. pantam.
And what I want you to notice is,
un ko es gribētu, lai jūs šeit iegaumēt vai pamanat,
in the same passage,
šajā pašā rakstuvietā,
he's talking about freedom and submission.
Viņš runā šeit gan par brīvību, gan par pakļaušanos.
Now in the world,
pasaulē,
submission is the opposite of freedom.
Paklausība, pakļaušanās ir pretstats brīvībai.
But in Christianity,
bet kristietībā,
Christian freedom,
kristīgā brīvība,
it includes submission.
Viņa iekļauj sevi pakļaušanos.
For the sake of Christ.
Kristus dēļ.
Okay. 1 Peter
2, 13-17. Pakļaujoties ik katrai cilvēku starpā ieceltai kārtībai tā kunga dēļ, gan valdniekiem, kas ir pār visiem, gan pārvaldniekiem kā tādiem, kas viņu sūtītu, lai sodītu ļaundars, bet atalgot tos, kas dara labu. Jo tāda ir Dieva griba, ka jūs labu darot apklusinātu neprātīgu cilvēku nezināšanu. Kā svabadi, nevis tādi, kam svabadīt būtu kā ļaunuma apseks, bet kā Dieva kalpi. Turiet visus godā, mīliet brāļu saimi, bīstaties Dievu un godājiet valdnieku.
So he says, submit to every human authority.
Tas, ko viņš saka, pakļaujieties katrai cilvēku starpā ieceltai kārtībai.
To the governors. To the governors.
Valdniekiem.
And every other kind of authority. So proper respect to everybody. Love the believers, fear God. But he also says, live as free people. So in Christianity, how do free people live?
Kā dzīvo brīvi cilvēki?
We make our own decisions.
Mēs paši pieņemam lēmumus, vai ne?
We decide where we're going to live.
Mēs izlemjam, kur mēs dzīvosim.
We decide how we're going to use our money.
Mēs izlemjam, kā mēs izmantosim savu laiku.
We decide how we're going to use our time.
Mēs izlemjam, kā mēs izmantosim
our energy.
Vai savu enerģiju.
Our possessions.
Mūsu īpašumus.
But then we take responsibility for how we make that decision.
Bet tad mēs arī uzņemamies atbildību, kādus lēmumus mēs pieņemam.
Because it's your decision.
Tāpēc, ka tas ir tavs lēmums.
The amount of freedom we have in Christ, it's remarkable.
Brīvība, kas mums ir Kristu, tās daudzums ir ievērojams.
Now, there are a few rules in Christ. I'm not saying there are no rules.
Es negribu teikt, ka kristietībā nav nekādu noteikumu, ir daži.
You're not free to commit adultery.
Tu neesi brīvs pārkāpt laulību.
You're not free to lie.
Tu neesi brīvs melot.
So how are you using your freedom? One thing he says, don't you dare use your freedom to sin.
Izmantot savu brīvību, lai grēkot.
But I think that's what some of us have done.
Bet es domāju, tas ir tas, ko daži no mums ir darījuši.
Because the discipling atmosphere in our church is not quite as, you know, overseeing.
Daži no mums to ir atļaujušies, jo pamācīšanas atmosfēra draudzē nav tik paraugoša kā kādreiz.
Some of us have used that as an opportunity to cover up our sin.
Daži no mums ir izmantojuši to kā iespēju, lai piesekt savus grēkus.
That's not what God gave you freedom for.
Tas nav priekš, kā Dievs ir iedevis tev brīvību.
All right, now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
Rakstiet pie 1. Korintiešiem 9. nodaļa.
I call 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
Es šo nodaļu 1. Korintiešiem 9 sauc par
the Christian Bill of Rights.
Kristīgo tiesību proklamācija vai kaut kā tā.
In America, we're very proud of our Bill of Rights.
Mums Amerikā ir šī te
the right
cilvēku tiesību tā kā
the right to assemble, the right to free speech, the freedom of press.
Tas, ka mums ir runas brīvība un pulcēšanās brīvība, preses brīvība.
For now, let's just read verse 1 and 2.
Sākumā lasīsim 9. nodaļā 1 un 2. Vai es neesmu svabads? Vai es neesmu apustuls? Vai es neesmu Jēzu mūsu kungu redzējis? Vai jūs neesat mans darbs mūsu kungā? Ja es citiem neesmu apustuls, tad jums gan, ja jūs esat mana apustuļa apata zīmogs mūsu kungā.
So Paul says to the Corinthians, am I free?
Vai es esmu brīvs?
Now what's the answer?
Kāda būtu atbilde?
Yeah, you're free.
Jā, protams.
And Paul said, I have some rights here.
Viņš saka, man ir dažas tiesības šeit.
After all, I planted the church.
Gal galā, es esmu sācis šeit draudz.
Every one of you owe your salvation to me.
Viņš saka, visi jūs savu glābiņu esat parādā man.
And I'm an apostle.
Un es esmu apostols.
So I have a right for you to listen to me.
Man ir tiesības, ka jūs mani ieklausaties.
To respect me.
Ka jūs cienat mani.
Even to obey me.
Un pat klausat man.
And also to pay me.
Un arī maksāt man.
But what does Paul do with his rights?
Bet ko Pāvils dara savām tiesībām?
He gave them all up.
Viņš visu šīs tiesības atdeva.
He did it voluntarily.
Viņš brīvprātīgi atteicās no tām.
He did it willingly.
Un labprātīgi.
Now, in the context, he's talking about being paid.
Kontekstā viņš runā par to, ka viņam pienākās samaksa.
He said, I have a right to be paid.
Un viņš saka, man ir tiesības.
But he says, please don't pay me.
Bet viņš saka, lūdzu nemaksājiet.
Let's read that.
Izlasīsim to.
Let's start right there in the middle of verse 12.
Yeah, okay.
Go through verse 14.
Okay, middle of 12 till 14.
Yeah.
Tad no 12. Panta 1 līdz 14. Panta. Bet mēs šās tiesības neesam lietojuši. Mēs visu panesam, lai Kristus evaņģēlijam nerastos kavēkļi ceļā. Vai nezinat, ka tie, kas kalpo svētnīcā, pārtiek no svētnīcas, un kas apkalpo altāru, saņem savu daļu no altāra? Tāpat arī tas kungs ir noteicis evaņģēlija sludinātājiem pārtikt no evaņģēlija.
Actually, let's read 15 through 18 as well, please. Sorry.
Un arī 15 līdz 18.
Sorry.
Bet es to visu neesmu izlietojis. Un es jums to nerakstu, lai jūs to attiecinātu uz mani. Es gribu labāk mirt to, ko es lepojos, man neviens neņems. Jo, kad es sludinu evaņģēliju, tad man nav ko lepoties, jo man tas jādara. Vai man, ja es nesludinu evaņģēliju? Jo, ja es to labprātīgi daru, tad man ir alga. Bet ja uz pavēli, tad esmu tikai amata izpildītājs. Kas tad ir mana alga? Ka es sludinu evaņģēliju bez maksas un nelietoju savas tiesības, ko man dod evaņģēlijas sludināšana.
So Paul says, I have many rights, but I've used none of them.
Pāvils saka, man ir daudz tiesības, bet nevienu no tām es nelietoju.
If Paul had a right to have a normal life,
Pāvils bija tiesības pretendēt uz normālu dzīvi.
He was highly educated.
Viņš bija ļoti izglītots.
He had a right to pursue a career that would pay him very well.
Viņam bija tiesības attīstīt karjeru, kas ļoti labu naudu viņam ienes.
He had a right to get married.
Viņam bija tiesības apprecēties.
To have a family and children.
Lai viņam būtu ģimene un bērni.
And live safely.
Un drošībā dzīvot.
But what did Paul do with his rights?
Bet ko Pāvils darīja ar savām tiesībām?
He gave them all up.
Viņš visas tās ir atdevis.
Do you think he ever felt a sense of regret?
Es domāju, vai kādreiz viņš ir nožēlojis to?
Because he never was married.
Viņš nekad nebija precēts.
He never had a family.
Viņš nekad nebija ģimene.
He never had even a home.
Viņš nekad pat nebija mājas.
Do you think he felt a sense of loss?
Vai viņš jūtās, ka kaut ko ir zaudējis?
I'm sure he did.
Es domāju, kad?
Of course he did.
Protams.
But it was worth it.
Bet tas bija to vērt?
It was so worth it.
Tas bija tik ļoti to vērt.
You know, if you give up the things that the world values,
ja tu atdod lietas, kuras pasaule augst novērtē,
at some point you might feel like, oh, because you can have them, even as a Christian.
Kaut kādā brīdī tu vari justies, tu varētu to dabūt, pat kā kristiens.
But as Paul looked back on his life,
bet kad Pāvils atskatījās uz savu dzīvi,
there were churches planted all across the Mediterranean.
Tu bija draugs, kuri bija dibinājis visapkārt Vidusjūrai.
Thousands saved.
Tūkstošiem glābtu cilvēkus.
So many people that he loved and that loved him.
Tik daudz cilvēku, kurus viņš mīlē, kas mīlē viņu.
Oh, it's worth it.
Oh, tas bija to vērts.
But we want to hold on to our rights.
Bet mums tomēr gribas paturēties pie savām tiesībām.
You have no right to speak to me that way.
Tev nav tiesības runāt ar mani tā.
Maybe it's true.
Varbūt tev taisnība.
The leader has no right to ask me to do this. They're asking too much. They're expecting too much. Is that what God wants you to do with your freedom? I don't think so. You know, I started working for the church just a few months ago. Before that, 40 years, I was just a regular guy in the church, you know? It's hard to work for the church. Before this, if I studied the Bible with somebody, why was I doing that? Because I want to. It really gives me pleasure to serve God in that way. But now I have a job. So, you know, when I sit down to study the Bible with somebody, is it because it's my job? Or because I'm a Christian? That's harder than you think. That will wear you out after a while. And, you know, now that I work for the church, I used to go off for 3 or 4 weeks teaching all over the world. And now tonight I'm feeling guilty. Because I need to get home. So, it's harder to work for the church than you think, and you should appreciate those who do. Now, I can say that. If Sandhu said that, it would kind of come across weird. All right, let's read some more. Let's read verse 19 through
23. Jo nebūdams atkarīgs ne no viena, es brīvprātīgi paliku visiem par kalpu, lai pēc iespējas daudz mantot. Jūdiem esmu taps kā jūds, lai mantot jūdus. Tiem, kas zem bauslības, esmu taps kā tāds, kas stāv zem bauslības, pats nebūdams zem bauslības, lai mantot tos, kas stāv zem bauslības. Tiem, kas bez bauslības, esmu taps kā tāds, kas bez bauslības, kaut patiesībā nebūdams bez Dieva bauslības, bet stāvēdams Kristus bauslībā, lai mantot tos, kas bez bauslības.
So Paul says, I'm free.
Paul saka, es esmu brīvs.
But you know what he does with his freedom?
Bet ko viņš dara šo brīvību?
He said, I make myself a slave of everybody.
Viņš saka, es visiem esmu kļuvis kalps.
He says to the Jews, I became like a Jew.
Jūdiem esmu taps kā jūds.
To the ones who are not a Jew, I became like somebody who's not a Jew.
Priekš tiem, kas nav jūdes, kļuvu par tādu, kas nav jūds.
To the rich, I became like a rich person. I kind of like that. He says, but to the poor, I became like somebody who's poor. To the Latvian, I became like a Latvian. To the Russian, I became like a Russian. Why did he do that? So he could save as many as possible. I think a lot of you know this verse. The part we don't notice is verse 23. Look at verse 23. He says, why do I do this? Partly, so many can come to Christ. He says, but then I share in the blessings. Many of us are throwing away the blessing. God wants to bless us. But he can't. Because we're protecting ourselves. We're not willing to submit. Who are you submitting to? Who are you sacrificing your life for? If you're parents, you're doing that for your children.
Jūs darat to priekš saviem bērniem.
And that's good.
Un tas ir labi.
But how about the lost?
Bet kā par pazudušiem?
How about the brother or sister that you really don't even like very much?
Alright,
now how many here, just a quick question. How many here are in the ministry? Raise your hand if you're in the ministry. This is very confusing. I thought this was a meeting of Christians.
Es domāju, ka te ir kristiešu sapulce.
I read in 2 Corinthians chapter
5
that God has made us all ministers of reconciliation.
Mēs visi esam darīt par
to reconcile. So apparently you think that these three should be doing all the work.
Jūs domājat, ka viņiem trijiem būtu jādara viss darbs?
And you just sit back and watch.
Un jūs vienkārši sēdēsiet un skatīsieties uz to.
I know I'm exaggerating.
Es zinu, es nedaudz pārspīlēju.
And really, I tricked you a little bit.
Un es nedaudz jūs esmu piemānījis.
But you know what? We're all ministers.
Bet jūs saprotat, mēs visi kalpojam draudzē.
And I've been a full-time minister for 40 years.
Un es esmu pilna laika kalpotājs jau 40 gadus.
The question is, are you acting that way or not?
Jautājums ir, vai tu rīkojies šādā veidā vai ne?
I can honestly say,
es varu godīgi pateikt,
if you spend some time with me,
ja jūs pavadīsiet ar man kādu laiku,
I think you'd say probably yes. Of course, now I'm being paid, so that spoils my illustration. It's not my fault. Alright, so if we're ministers, so what's your ministry? Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians 2. Verse 9 through 11. Well, I was in Galatians, that's why I was confused for a minute. Actually, let's read 8 through 10.
Jo no žēlastības jūs esat pestīti ticībā. Tas nav no jums, tā ir Dieva dāvana. Ne ar darbiem, lai neviens nelielītos, jo mēs esam Viņa darbs. Kristu Jēzu radīta labiem darbiem, kurus Dievs iepriekš sagatavojas, lai mēs tajos dzīvotu.
So, I'm a minister, you're a minister if you're a Christian.
Es esmu kalpotājs, jūs esat kalpotāji, ja jūs esat kristieši.
But it's kind of hard to function as a minister if you don't know what your ministry is.
Bet grūti būt kalpotājiem, ja tu nezini, kas ir tava kalpošana.
So let me tell you what your ministry is.
Varbūt es pateikšu, kas ir tava kalpošana.
But before I do, let's read this scripture.
Bet pirms tam paskatāmies šeit.
It says, we're saved by grace through faith.
Mēs esam glābti žēlstībā caur ticību.
Not by works.
Nevis no darbiem.
How do you feel about that?
Kā jūs jūtaties par to?
Oh, you know, it's no big deal to you? Let me ask again, okay? We're saved by grace. Not by works. That's what freedom in Christ is about. So how do you feel about that? I'm still not convinced. Alright, let me try one more time. Alright, we're saved by grace. Not by works. We're free from the obligation. How do you feel about that? Pretty good. You don't have to pray. You get to. But you know what? God did create you for a work. You don't have to do it. But it's what He created you for. And if you don't do that work, you'll never be fulfilled. So what is that work? I say it's to use the gift that He gave you. Your ministry is your gift. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Sakiet, ja man nav taisnības.
But I think teaching is my gift.
Bet es domāju, mācīt, pamācīt cilvēku ir mana dāvana.
So it's my ministry.
Tāpēc tā ir mana kalpošana.
And I give a lot of energy.
Un es ieguldu daudz enerģijas.
When I get home, I'm going to be completely exhausted. I've ended up in the hospital teaching in foreign countries twice. Almost died once. But it's awesome. Last year, I was in Nigeria in a city called Jos. There was a guy with a machine gun with me the whole time. That's how dangerous it is. It's like, that's awesome. I love it. There's a movie. It's a very old movie. It's called Chariots of Fire.
Uguns rati, laikam tāds.
Yeah. There's a line in that movie. There's a runner, a Christian guy who's like a sprinter in the Olympics. And he says, when I run, I feel God's pleasure. For me, when I teach, I feel God's pleasure. What is it for you?
Kas ir priekš jums?
Let's say your gift is fixing cars.
Piemēram, tavas dotības būtu salabot mašīnas.
You love fixing cars.
Tu vari labot mašīnas.
All right. I pronounce you minister of car fixing.
Es pasludinu tevi par automašīnu labošanas kalpotāju.
So I say every Saturday,
tāpēc es teikšu katru sestdienu,
you have a free car fixing clinic. Members can't come because then you'd never stop that one. But the only cost is you have to come to church. Imagine how many visitors you'd get to church. And you love fixing cars. Who is this guy? You got to think big. 3 years from now, there's going to be 5 people here who are saved and going to heaven because you fix cars for Christ. Five years from now, there's going to be a car fixing ministry in Tallinn, and Stockholm, in
Minsk,
and they're going to have the car fixing ministry conference right here in Riga, and you're going to be the main speaker. You know, I'm kidding, but not really. Maybe your gift is helping the poor. Well, there's your ministry. What are you waiting for? Maybe your gift is sports. Well, start a sports league. Invite Christians and non-Christians. It doesn't really matter. Some people's gift is better for serving the church. Other people's gift is really better for serving outsiders. It doesn't matter. There's no difference. I can remember in the past as a church, there were 2 gifts that we said, those are really great. The gift of leadership and the gift of evangelism. But for most of us, that's not our gift. So where do we fit in? Well, whatever gift you have.
Well, respectively, tā tas, tām dotīm, kas tev ir.
My wife's gift is organizing events.
Manas sievas dotības ir organizēt pasākumus.
She loves it.
Viņai patīk tas.
And so she's constantly organizing events for the church.
Viņa visu laiku organizē pasākumus draudzē.
One time a few years ago she said to me, "You know what, John? We used to have a lot of fun events in the church."
John, mums kājas bija daudz tādu jautu pasākumu draudzē.
And we haven't had one for a long time.
Un jau sen mums nav tāda.
What would most of us do about that?
Ko lielākā daļa no mums pateikt uz to?
We'd complain.
Mēs teikt, nu jā, mēs...
What's wrong with Sandhu? What's he doing with his time?
Kas notiek ar to Sandhu? Ko viņš ar savu laiku ir iesācis?
Now, if you have an evangelist,
ja tev ir evangelists,
probably what's his gift?
Kas ir viņa dotības? Visticamāk.
Evangelism, right?
Evangelizēt, dalīties ticībā.
So, what should you let your evangelist do?
Ko tev vajadzētu ļaut darīt savam evangelistam?
Evangelize.
Evangelizēt, dalīties ticībā.
Why should they be organizing events?
Kāpēc viņam būtu jāorganizē
pasākumi? Or visiting the hospital?
Vai jāapmeklē kāds...
Or starting hope projects?
Vai sāk kaut kāds... labdarības projekts.
Now, sometimes they'll do that. That's not necessarily bad.
Dažreiz viņi dar to, un tas nemaz varbūt nav obligāti slikt.
But wouldn't it be better if somebody who loved doing that was doing that?
Bet nebūtu labāk, kad kāds, kuram patīk to darītu.
So anyway, what my wife did was she organized a Western barn dance. Yeehaw! You know.
Ko izdarīja mana sieva, viņa saorganizēja pasākumu Western stilā. Yeah!
Yeah, she found the dance instructor, organized the decorations, the food, everything.
Viņa atrada deju instruktoru, viņa saorganizēja dekorācijas, ēdien pilnīgi visu.
All the leaders had to do was show up at the event.
Visu, ko vajadzēja līderiem izdarīt, aptāktu šo pasākumu.
And just a couple months later, she said to me, "John, we used to have a banquet for the marrieds every year."
Būtis pēc dažiem mēnešiem viņa teica, "Klau, John, mums kādreiz katru gadu bija tāds precēto pasākums bankets."
Now, what would most of us do about that?
Ko lielākā daļa no mums darītu ar šādību?
We'd complain.
Mēs sūdzētos.
But our ministry was with singles, not with marrieds.
Mūsu kalpošana bija ar neprecēto grupu, nevis ar precētību.
So she could say, "That's not my job."
Viņa varētu teikt, "Tas nav mans darbs."
But not my wife.
Bet ne jau mana sieva.
So she put on a huge banquet for the marrieds.
Viņa saorganizēja lielu banket priekš precētību.
And the singles did all the babysitting.
Un neprecētie palika ar bērniem.
And the entertainment.
Un visu izklaidu.
And the food and the door prize. It was amazing.
Un mēdien un pilnīgi visu.
And then just very soon after that, my wife said to me,
un pavisam drīz pēc tam, man sieva man teica,
"We have a lot of Spanish speakers."
Mums ir daudz cilvēku, kas runā spāniski.
And they don't even understand the sermon. I don't even know why they come. We need some equipment so they can hear the translation. Well, by now you know my wife, okay? So she organized a big tamale sale. I don't know, tamales, whatever they are, some Mexican food.
Okay, viņi saorganizēja tādu pasākumu, kur varēja ēst Meksikāņu ēdienu.
And we made $900.
Un mēs sapelnījām ar to $900.
And we're still using that equipment.
Un mēs joprojām izmantojam šīs ierīces, ko mēs nopirkām par to.
And then soon after that, I'm not joking.
Un īsi pēc tam mēs nejokojam.
My wife said, "You know what? We've never had a Christian rock concert."
Mums nekad nebija kristīgā rock koncerts.
Never heard of that. So she called Brian Craig. She asked him, "Have you ever done a Christian rock concert?" He said, "No." So she asked him, "Well, do you want to?" He said, "Sure, why not?" So she found the location, sold the tickets and all. So what's your ministry going to be? It might require training. So get the training. I remember when I wrote my very first book. This is back in the old days. And the leader, my leader said, "Who asked you to write a book?" I didn't listen to him. Because That's my gift.
Tāpēc, ka tas ir manas dotības, mana dāvana.
And if I don't use it to serve God, I think I'm sinning.
Un ja es neizmantošu šos dotības, lai kalpotu Dievam, tad es grēkoju, es domāju.
So I want you to think big.
Es domāju, jums vajadzētu domāt plašāk.
Think in the long term.
Domājiet ilgtermiņā.
To the young people in here,
šeit,
some of you don't know what your gift is yet.
No jums vēl nezin, kas ir jūsu
so I say, try all kinds of things.
Teiktu, visu kaut ko.
At some point, you'll say, man, this is great.
Brīdī jūs pateiksiet, oh, šis gandi,
now, make sure you're good at it. One person says, my gift is singing.
Kāds saka, mana dotības ir dziedāt.
But they can't sing very well.
Bet īsti labi viņš nedzied.
All right, keep looking.
Varbūt turpin meklēt vēl.
Okay. Just a few more comments.
Oh, varbūt vēl dažs komentāri.
So what is your gift?
Kas ir tavas dotības?
I say use it with all your heart.
Oh, es teikšu, izmanto šīs dotības ar visu savu sirdi.
Now, in a large church,
lielākā draudzē,
almost every need can be met by somebody who has that gift. In a smaller church, it doesn't work that way. So you might have to fill in some gaps, possibly. If you see a need, meet that need. Or maybe find somebody who has that gift. Now, I was at a meeting in San Diego a few years ago from some of the leaders in the church. And we were discussing what kind of things the church needed to do to move forward. One of the brothers said, we need more classes on leadership. Then it was my turn. I said, I think that's a good idea. But I said, we need some classes on membership. We have some lousy members. They're not doing a very good job. So I wrote a book about it, actually. It's called Golden Rule Membership. I don't know if there's any back. And the Golden Rule of Membership, it's like this. The Golden Rule of Membership says, the member should treat the leader the way you would want to be treated if you were the leader. That would solve so many problems in our church, honestly. You know, if you were the leader, you'd want people to be willing to follow you. I don't know about you, but I want to be part of a church that's going somewhere. That's making a difference. And as far as I know, if the church doesn't have a strong leader, they don't really go anywhere in particular. In Judges chapter 5, verse 2, Deborah says, I think it's great that this is a woman who said this. She says, when the princes of Israel take the lead, when the princes of Israel take the lead, and the people willingly offer themselves, praise the Lord.
Slavējiet Dievu.
So, I want my leader to be leading.
Es gribētu, lai mans vadītājs vada.
But for some of us,
bet dažiem no mums,
they have to constantly look back.
Ja visu laiku ir jāatskatās atpakaļ.
To see if anybody's following.
Lai pārēc no tos, kas vispār viņiem seko.
Or maybe biting them in the back.
Vai varbūt tā, kas tas kniep viņiem mugurā.
You know, Hebrews 13:17.
Ebrejiem 13:17.
It's still in my Bible. It says, obey your leader.
Paklausiet saviem vadītājiem.
Submit to their authority.
Un pakļaujieties viņa autoritātei.
Not because you have to.
Ne jau tāpēc, ka tāds ir tavs pienākums.
You don't have to.
Tev nav tāda pienākuma.
Seriously, you don't have to.
Nopietni, tāda pienākuma neeksistē.
Because you want to.
Bet tāpēc gan, ka tu gribi.
Do it so their work will be a joy, not a burden.
Dariet to, lai viņa darbs būtu viegls, nevis ar nopūtām.
Because that would not be of any benefit to you.
Jo jums tas neko labu nenest, ja viņa būtu nopūts.
If you don't follow the direction the leader is taking you, you might as well shoot yourself in the foot.
Ja tu neseko tam virzienam, uz kuriem vadītājs tevi vada, tu būtībā šauj sev kājā.
Now, let me give a suggestion.
Es varbūt tādu ieteikumu pateikšu.
What if you don't agree with that direction?
Kas ir, ja tu nepiekrīti šim virzienam?
Well, we have freedom in Christ, don't we?
Mums ir brīvi Kristu, vai tad ne?
So you're free to say something.
Tu esi brīvs pateikt kaut ko.
Let me give a suggestion.
Un atkal viens ieteikums.
Just approximate.
Vienkārši aptuven.
Maybe 80% of the time.
Varbūt 80% aizver savu mutu.
Because if you were the leader, would you want people constantly criticizing every single thing you do?
Ja tu būtu vadītājs, vai tu gribētu, lai cilvēki visu laiku kritizē katru lietu, ko tu dari?
Yeah, but sometimes, honestly,
bet dažreiz, godīgi,
you're convinced that that's a mistake.
Dažreiz, tu esi pārliecināts, šī ir kļūda.
And you feel that strongly. Then I say, you tell that leader.
Un es saku, zini kā, pasaka to vadītāju.
Very straightforward.
Ļoti tieši.
The thing you're going to do,
lietu, ko tu darīsi?
I don't agree with that.
Es nepiekrītu.
And here's why.
Un tas ir kāpēc.
But
taču,
I'm going to support you 100% either way.
Es atbalstīšu tevi uz visiem simts, jebkurā gadījumā.
Isn't that what you would want?
Vai tas nav tas, ko tu vēlētos, ja tu būtu?
That's golden rule membership.
Tas ir zelta likums, kā būt draudz locekli.
So the leader says we're going to plant a church, I don't know, in
Siguldā.
Siguldā. So say, I'll go.
Pasaki, es došos tur.
But maybe you can't go. Honestly, you just can't go.
But varbūt tu nevarš tur doties.
You don't have to, and it's okay if you don't go. But say, I'll support in whatever way I can.
Bet, pasaki, es atbalstīšu tevi, jebkurā veidā, kādā es varu.
Either way, you have the blessing.
Jebkurā gadījumā tev būs svētība.
So I have a 5-part outline on how to be a good member.
Lūk, 5 punkti par to, kā būt laba draudzes locekle.
Willingly offer yourself to God.
Labprātīgi nodot sevi Dievam.
I mean, you shouldn't have to be like whipped to have a quiet time.
Nevajadzētu būt tā, ka kāds tev piespiež.
You shouldn't need to be reminded every month.
Ka kāds tev visu laiku ar pātenu šaust, ka kāds visu laiku tev atgādīt, ka tev vajadzētu būt klusēm laikam.
But I think you knew that already.
Bet taču es domāju, ka jūs jau to zināt.
Willingly offer yourself to your ministry.
Labprātīgi velt sevi savai kalpošanai.
Giving the biggest amount of your energy to using the gift that you have.
Vislielāko enerģiju izmanto, lai izmanto to dāvanu, kas tev ir.
It's what you love to do.
Tas ir tas, ko tu mīli darīt.
And you get to use it to help people become a Christian. How great is that?
Un izmanto to, lai citiem kļūt par mācekļiem. Cik tas būtu lieliski.
Number 3, willingly offer yourself to your leaders.
Labprātīgi velt sevi saviem vadītājiem.
Support them.
Atbalsti viņus.
Even if I don't agree.
Pat ja es nepiekrītu.
Especially if you don't agree. That doesn't mean you shut up. We have freedom in Christ, okay? Number 4. Willing to offer yourself to one another. That's, you know, the discipling. You know, bear one another's burdens. Praying for one another.
Lūdziet cits par citu.
Confessing your sins to one another.
Izsūdziet cits citam savus grēkus.
Just give yourself to one another.
Vienkārši veltat, atdodat sevi cits citam.
Last, willingly offer yourself to build up the church.
Un beigās, beidzamais, brīvprātīgi veltat sevi, lai būvētu draudzi.
Can I go another 10 minutes? Am I okay?
Yes.
All right, 10 more minutes. Okay.
Oh, well, 10 minutes is paturpināšu šo tēmu.
Haggai chapter 1.
Haggai's grāmata, pirmā nodaļa.
Haggai.
Haggai's.
Haggai.
Haggai grāmata.
Yeah. Haggai, that's in the Old Testament.
Tas ir vecajā derībā.
It's right near Zechariah.
Netālu no Zakarijas grāmatas.
Near Habakkuk.
Un Habakkuk vēl tas netālu.
Let's read Haggai chapter 1, 2 through 8.
Pirmajā nodaļā, otro līdz 8. pantam mēs izlasīsim. Tā saka tas kungs Sebot, šī tauta runā, vēl nav pienācis laiks, lai jauna celtā kunga nav. Un tad atklājas tā kunga vārds ar prajiet Havai. Vai tad jums ir pienācis laiks, lai jūs dzīvot ar cietu koku plāksnēm, kā es izrotātos namos? Bet šī nama ir jāstāv drupas pamestam. Un nosaka tas kungs Sebot, palūkojieties, kā jums ir līdz šim klājies jūs ceļos. Jūs sējāt bagātīgi, bet ievācāt trūcīgi. Jūs sēdāt gan, tomēr trūkst, lai jūs justos paēduši. Jūs dzerat, un tomēr nedzēst slāps. Jums ir gan apģērbs, bet tas nedod pietiekam siltumu, un kas pelna algu, tas ber to caurā makā. Tā saka tas kungs Sebots, palūkojoties, taču kājums līdz šim klājies jūs ceļos. Kāpiet augšu kalnos, sataisiet kokus un celiet šo namu. Tas man būs patīkami, un es parādīšu savu godību, saka tas kungs.
So God told the people to build the temple. And the people said, we don't have time to build the temple. We're too busy to build the temple. And God says, well, that's strange. Because you have time to put paneling on your houses. You have time to build up your career. You have time to put an addition on your house. You have time to go on a nice vacation. But you don't have time to build my house. God says, you know, I'm not that stupid. He says, you know, you've planted a lot, but not much harvest. You eat, but you still feel hungry. You drink, but you don't have your fill. You put money in your pocket, and it's always empty. So he gives them the solution. Number one,
pirmkārt,
give careful thought to your ways.
Nopietni pārdomā savus ceļus.
And number two,
un otra lieta,
go up into the mountains
aizēt kalnos,
and bring down some wood
atnest dažus kokus,
and build the temple.
Un uzcel šo namu tam kungam.
So I say we should be willingly offer ourselves to build the church.
Es saku, mums vajadzētu brīvprātīgi ziedot sevi, lai izveidot draudz.
I want to speak to the men here.
Un es runāšu ar vīriem šeit.
I'm sure this applies to the women as well, but I want to speak to the men.
Pārliecināts ar jūs sievietēm, tas attiecās, bet ar vīriem es gribu tagad runāt.
We men are builders.
Mēs vīrieši esam celtnieki.
We want to build something.
Mēs gribam kaut ko izveidot.
Well, I say, make sure you build for the Lord.
Es gribu, lai jūs pārliecināties, ka jūs veidojat kaut ko priekš Dievu.
Paul said,
Pāvils teica,
a married man is double-minded.
Precēts vīrs, viņam ir dalīts jūtas, dalīts prāts.
That's not a criticism.
Tā nav kritika.
Because the married man has to take care of his wife and his children.
Tāpēc, ka precētam vīram, viņam ir jāparūpējas arī par savu sievu un bērniem.
Don't ever ignore your family.
Neiedomājieties, neveltīt gan daudz uzmanības savai ģimenei.
To serve the church.
It kā kalpojot draudzei.
Your family comes first.
Jūs ģimene ir pa priekšu.
And you don't need to be ashamed of that.
Un par to jums nevajadzētu jūs tik kaun.
Or apologize for that.
Vai jāatvainojas.
But.
Taču.
You need to build the church.
Jums ir jābūvē draudz.
A lot of us, we're building our awesome and amazing career. I'm not saying that's wrong. But don't be like these people. They always had an excuse. We needed somebody to lead a new Bible group. And we're putting an addition on our house.
Un tā vietā mēs varbūt pieliekam, piebūvēm kaut ko klāt mājai.
Think careful about your ways.
Padomājiet, apdomājiet ļoti nopietni savus.
And you apply it to yourself.
Un pielietojiet to sev pašu.
But if we want to see the Lord's house built, then people are going to have to work at it.
Bet, ja jūs gribat redzēt, kā Dieva nams tiek uzbūvēts, kādam būs pie tā jāstrādā.
And it's awesome.
Un tas ir lieliski.
See, these people were putting in all the work and they were never satisfied.
Šie cilvēki, viņi veltīja tik daudz pūles, bet nekad nesijūt apmierinātību.
You will never feel that sense of satisfaction.
Tu nekad nesijūtīs tādu apmierinājumu sajūtu.
If you're not building the temple.
Ja tu nebūvē tā kungnam.
All right, last passage.
Un pēdējā rakstīja šo.
It's in 1 Peter.
Pirmajā Pētera vēstulē.
Chapter 4.
Ceturtā nodaļa.
Verse
10 and 11. Ja kāds runā, tad kā Dieva vārdus. Ja kāds kalpo, tad kā ar to spēku, kuru Dievs piešķir, ka visās lietās Dievs tiktu pagodināts ar Jēzu Kristu. Viņam pieder gods un vara mūžos. Āmen.
Actually, we could have done this entire lesson just using 1 Peter 4, verse 10 and 11.
Īstenībā visu šo stundu es varēju nodīt, izmantojot tikai šos divus pārtus, 10 un 11 pārtu, 1. Pēdēk, vēstulē, 4. Nodaļā.
Actually, I think pretty much everything I said is right here in this passage.
Īstenībā, jā, tā no tā, ko es teicu, ir šeit pateikt šajos pārtus.
He says, every one of you should use your gift.
Jums ir, katram no jums ir jāizmanto tā dāvana, kas jums ir.
To make yourself a slave.
Lai jūs kļūtu par kalpiem, par vergiem cit citam.
To serve others.
Lai kalpot citiem.
Because if you hold on to what you have,
tāpēc, ka ja jūs turēsties pie tā, kas jums ir,
you'll never be happy.
Jūs nekad nebūsiet laimīgi.
But you don't have to.
Bet tev arī nav kā pienākums to.
I'm not exaggerating.
Es nepārspīlēju.
You don't have to.
Tev nav tāda pienākuma.
Because if you had to,
tāpēc, ka ja tev būtu šāds pienākums,
that would be slavery.
Tā būtu verdzība.
But you're free in Christ.
Bet tu esi brīvs Kristu.
But I'm telling you, if you use your gift to serve the church,
bet jo es tev saku, ja tu izmanto savus dotības, lai kalpot draudzei,
you'll be like Paul.
Tu būs kā Pāvils.
You'll have that blessing.
Tev būs šāds svētības kalpot.
And the way to use your freedom is by serving.
Un tas, kā tu vari izmantot savu brīvību, tas ir kalpot citiem.
It says if your gift is speaking,
saka, jā, tev ir dāvana runāt,
do it with all your heart.
Dar to no visas sirds.
If it's serving,
ja tā ir kalpošana,
serve.
Tad kalpo ar visu spēku.
Whatever it is, it's going to be to God's glory.
Lai kas tas būtu, tas nestu Dievam pagodinājumu.
Like I said, Christianity is a strange religion.
Kāds jau teic, kristietība ir dīvaina religija.
We have so much freedom.
Mums ir tik daudz brīvības.
But what are you doing with your freedom?
Bet ko jūs darat ar savu brīvību?
Are you holding on to your rights?
Tu turies pie savām tiesībām?
If you do, you'll be like, do they know who Scrooge is?
Sorry?
Do they know who Scrooge is?
Yes,
all
I
right.
think.
You'll be like Mr. Scrooge.
Ja tu turēsies pie tām, tad tu būs tā kā Scrooge no slaunās multens.
No, I say serve God.
Es teikšu, kalpo Dievu.
Make yourself a slave.
Padar sevi par kalpu.
Isn't that what Jesus did?
Vai tas nav tas, ko Jēzus?
Didn't he make himself a slave to us?
Viņš ir padaris sevi par kalpu.
And he's now sitting at the right hand of God.
Un tagad viņš ir Dievam pa labo roku.
Crowned in his glory.
Viņš ir kronēts un saņem slavu.
Thank you for listening to kind of a long lesson.
Paldies jums, ka klausieties šo samērā garu stundiņu.